tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, AfterBuzzers, and welcome to another after show for the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. We're getting dirty in the second part of this reunion. Things are taking a turn, and we're seeing a lot from the newcomers. There's a lot to discuss. So many fights. So much to talk about. Let's talk about it. Yes. Let's talk about the panel we have here. I'm your host, Grant Rutter, and I'm joined by a full house tonight.
Woo! Hi, everybody. It's Megan Stecker.
Hello, Fern Ronay.
Hey, my name is Christy Olsen. Let's do this.
Let's get into the second part. And I feel like this was a really juicy part. I feel like they covered the big stuff in this episode, mm-hmm. the real controversial stuff, the name calling, mm-hmm. the sobriety questioning. And to me, Kim just showed out. I think Kim is full of it, and we'll get into that more. Let's talk about briefly a few things. Basically, I want to go over Brandy throwing this glass of wine and kind of how Eileen took it as being a newcomer. And, you know, basically Eileen feels that Brandy's just super judgmental and insincere. And then the question came up if Brandy is jealous of Eileen's lifestyle. What do you think of this accusation?
Okay, everyone's nodding.
Well, that's what we've kind of thought about her with everyone she has a problem with. With Kyle, with Lisa Vanderpump. That she doesn't have a problem with the other women who got home-wrecked by celebrities and are single, poor moms. You know, she doesn't have a problem with those people, so you can only assume.
Right. And her only ally is Kim. Kim's single, probably, you know, has to do the show to make money. She's kind of her equal.
Bingo.
Yeah. In her eye, in Brandy's eyes, probably.
Sobriety questions about both of them.
See, we talked about jealousy, I think it was 2 weeks ago, and a commenter said, you know, how come women always have to be convicted of being jealous of other women? So maybe we should give her, like, a little bit of a pass in this case. I don't know. What do you think? I mean, I'm trying to be fair here to Brandy, but I do believe that Eileen does kind of have it all together, but Eileen's of a different age. Too. It's not like Brandy's like her peer.
I don't know if Brandy is maybe is outwardly jealous, thinking like, you know, consciously coveting the things that she has, but I think deep down that's at the root of it.
Even if she won't admit it to herself.
Yeah.
I don't know what her problem is.
Yeah, she's
but
just
it crazy. Really showed in this episode.
Well, we have an opinion from a caller. Caller, are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. It's Granny calling back from the state of Rhode Island with an opinion to kind of wrap out the season here of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
This is the sage from Rhode Island again.
All right.
How's everybody?
Good. Hey, we're so glad to have you.
Oh, I'm glad to call. I have a few opinions. I don't know if you'll agree. The first part of the reunion, the second reunion, was picking on Brandy time, but she deserved it.
Yeah.
She made a lot of trouble for Eileen and her family for calling her a homewrecker because it went up on the line, you know, and she had a lot of explaining to do about these accusations to her kids and his ex-wife and everything. But Eileen gave Brandy a pretty good dig later because she said that she told Brandy, you better, it's very important, you know, my husband's ex-wife said that I was a wonderful mother. And she wouldn't say anything bad about me. And I think that you should work on that with your ex-husband's wife.
Mm-hmm.
Because she can't even think about that ex-husband's wife. She does nothing but throw her under the bus. So Eileen said, I think you better try and have some better relations with your ex's wife. So that didn't go over too big with her.
Yeah. Granny,
another thing, too, how come Kim can forgive Brandy, but she can't forgive anyone else?
Ooh, that's a good point.
Is that to bother her sister Kyle, maybe?
Maybe.
Yeah.
What did you think of the back and forth? Hold up. What did you think of the back and forth with Lisa Rinna and Kim?
Oh, yeah. Well, that was something else. Especially when she told us she had the same hairdo for 20 years. Yeah. Anyway, Kim is a mean person. And what she did with Lisa, I told you from the beginning, Lisa Rinna better watch out because she's going to have trouble with her marriage if she keeps going on this program, because Kim insinuated that something went on with Lisa's husband. And, of course, Lisa almost went ape about that. But she's insinuating, and with that little smile of hers, that Lisa knows what it is, but she doesn't want to bring it out. And there's really nothing, but she's leaving it, like, very suspicious so that people are wondering, I wonder if there really is something that went on, you know? Kind of mean. She's leaving it up in the air like that to let people wonder. And, you know, she's so super sensitive and so fragile about everything. You know, after she took that pill and she was acting very strange, she claims that she wanted to leave, but the others, especially Kyle, was trying to keep her on camera. Mm-hmm. But Kyle just wanted to make her eat a piece of pizza to absorb whatever was making her act that way, and she took it the wrong way as usual.
Mm-hmm.
So she's a very, very picky person. Any other questions?
Well, yeah, I want to know, who do you think should return to this show next season?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, okay. I don't know why any of them would want to come back, because there's so much backbiting and hatred between all of them. But this is what I think next season. Rinna will be there because she needs the money and she likes the show. Mm-hmm. Eileen, I'm kind of curious about her because I think she's too classy for something like this.
Yeah,
she's kind of lowered herself to be on this show. Kyle should come back, but without Kim. And that would be a miracle, because mm-hmm. I think Kim needs the money and she's a hanger-on, even though she makes Kyle's life miserable. Brandy will be back because she needs the money if they want her back. Lisa Vanderpump, I have a question about her. She really didn't give anything to this. She didn't say much of anything at these reunions.
That's true.
I think she's gotten kind of, like, neutral about everything.
Yeah, she doesn't care.
And Yolanda, I don't know if she's going to be too sick.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I think about next season.
Right.
I feel bad for Kyle because Kim is impossible and mean.
Mm-hmm.
So if she could shag her, she'd be doing everybody a favor. Because Kyle could come back, but without Kim.
Right.
But I don't know if that would ever happen.
Yeah.
So that's what I have to say about the program.
All right. Well, sounds good. Thanks for your opinion. And
you're welcome.
Yeah, we'll
glad
see
to
what
say.
Happens.
Hope I can talk to you again next season.
Yeah, okay. We would love that.
Yes. All right, Granny. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye, good
Granny.
Night to all of you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, so we've covered that
base. She's the best.
we had to plan this. I had to get her last minute opinions before the season wraps, because who knows what next week will bring.
Yeah.
So now we get her opinion. So now let's move on to the rest of ours with all of the craziness. Let's just transition to Lisa Rinna, who seemed to kind of take over the show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She was on one.
Yeah. Kim called her the mouth, which I was like, okay.
No, Kim, it's the lips.
Yeah, come on.
I didn't prefer her, like, standing up every 5 minutes and screaming. It was so, like... Oh, we're not on the set of Days of Our Lives. Like, calm down.
It's aggressive.
She wasn't actually, to me, emotionally upset enough to be standing up to try to, like, prove her point. Right. She was like, oh, this is my showtime. I have to, you know, this season kind of sucks for me. I better, like, show up at the reunion.
Yeah. Do a little dance.
Yeah. Right.
And she kept saying baby.
Yes!
Okay,
yeah.
That's her new baby. Thing. Bring it, baby.
It was funny to see them trying to find these little like pet names for each other, yeah. Just to kind of downplay and, like, throw it on these women.
Yeah.
I think maybe that was her buzzword. Instead of saying the big B word, she would say baby to not look as bad and not curse all the time. Maybe. Mm-hmm. She tried to set a little bit of a good example for her kids.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like if you call another guy buddy. It's kind of, it's not really, it's not really endearing.
It's like,
you know?
Guy.
Like, oh, yeah. Yeah. So, buddy?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Don't go there. Don't call me buddy anyway. No thanks.
Don't call me baby buddy.
Lisa Rinna claims that she used Brandy as inspiration for a trashy mom role. And then Brandy came back and, you know, basically Lisa came back and said, well, you went after my kids when you called me a porn star. And I never recalled Brandy saying anything about Lisa Rinna's kids.
Yeah, right. The porn star thing was just a little blurb when Lisa had visited Brandy and was on her podcast with her. It was just something stupid. Again, another just stupid offhanded thing that she said.
Yeah. And it's a stretch to be like, yes. To be like, it affected my kids.
Yeah, you didn't even name the kids. Yeah. It's not like it was any fallout from that. We never heard from that again. That podcast, like, you know, went into the nowhere, no man's land.
I haven't listened to it.
I don't even think they ever aired that originally. Like, we saw her do the podcast, but I don't think that specific few sentences was aired originally. That Lisa Rinna just brought it up at the reunion.
Yeah.
I feel like I remember.
Oh, really?
It may have just happened so quickly, and it was so offhanded that if they didn't make a big deal out of it, you'd totally miss it.
Yeah. Okay.
You know?
But, I mean, Lisa Rinna doesn't seem someone that's that serious. It seems like she'd be in on the joke. So that was really a cop-out. That's what I think.
There's a lot of fakeness going on at this. Yeah. With Kim and the whole straw grasping. Denial and deflecting.
Yeah. Well, Kim defends Brandy and says Brandy's just being Brandy. I mean, how can you, at this point, how can you defend
Brandy?
The excuse
works for Miley, okay?
I don't know, can we really, is Brandy kind of indefensible at this point?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, she's
Brandy's
crazy.
Just being Brandy. The Brandy should change and not people or throw wine in anyone's face.
Right.
I mean, Brandy is just being Brandy, and it's time to, like, put that to bed. It's ridiculous.
Be a different Brandy.
Yeah.
A sane one.
Right.
She doesn't take as many pills and
like I said, keeps her wine in a glass. She's ready for her Oxygen, like, Bad Girls Club spinoff type show.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's time. Let's go. Send her off. Bye, May.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the children. We had a segment where we had to see all the different kids of different age groups interact with their mothers.
And you said mothers like it's fake, like with quotes around it.
No, but I'm like
mothers.
No, because it just reminds me that, and of course I know some will hate this, but it just reminds me, no, and I'm not saying it in any way at all, but I just feel like, okay, maybe we should cast someone on the show that maybe isn't yet a mother yet, that's more of a younger set. Mm-hmm. I just feel like, you know, we could, you know, age it down a little bit. Mm-hmm. Just, I do feel like this show, especially representing Los Angeles, is more like The Real Housewives of LA than anything else.
Yeah.
I just feel like that we could really divvy it up with age groups a little bit more.
Yeah, that would up the relatability factor a little bit more. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of all just seems so out of touch.
Yeah, I mean, we could call this The Real Mothers of Los Angeles.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's just kind of like, you know, let's get a different flavor. And, you know, I'd like to get, like, somebody else in there. Like, I know Joyce was, like, not the best choice last season, but she did kind of fit that bill of a younger, newer, younger housewife that was, you know, kind of in a different point in her life. I feel like a lot of these women are, you know, in the same kind of general. They're all peers of one another except for Brandy, more or less.
They need a Bethany from New York, season 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Circa. Yeah.
Mm. And I was shocked to hear that Brandy's son is in middle school and she's walking around acting and dressing like that. I was really surprised.
I mean, with the whole the tampon string hanging out all over the photos everywhere, and her poor kid is in junior high. I mean, that kid, can you imagine? His life is probably hell every single day, mm-hmm. especially while the show is airing. Yeah. I mean, that's fresh every
kids can be mean,
especially in LA when his. The parents probably talk about it. The parents of all the kids at
school. I'm sure.
You know, everyone knows what's going on with this family.
I'm all like, do you and be youthful. I mean, we're talking about age a second ago. Like, but, you know, when you do have children of a certain age and they're out there and the kid is, you know, in middle school, which is a very, like, you know, like sexually, like, charged environment. And then you've got, like, you know, I'm not saying, like, Brandy's, like, you know, bad. She's a hot mom. And it's just kind of like, all right. Like, reel it in a little bit. Everyone has their age where they kind of have to shift a little bit. You know, you have to kind of grow with your life
kids.
A little bit. Yeah.
You said that all so tactfully.
I'm trying to be very nice. Because we do say a lot of things against Brandy. But, you know, we're reporting here the news.
I was shocked that Lisa Vanderpump's parenting, I thought that was very admirable.
Yes.
That
yes.
So you approve.
Yeah, and I'm like not the biggest Lisa Vanderpump fan anymore because she's just phoning it in. But it was nice to hear her be like, you know what? I'm making my son learn from his mistakes, and I'm not turning his electric back on because he didn't pay his bill. He's going to work more shifts until he can get it turned back on.
Yeah, and so much respect for the fact that it's not like, well, you don't have to wash dishes. You can start a server.
Right.
No, he had to wash dishes, run food. She says maybe someday he'll be able to be a server and then work his way to a bartender. I mean, I have so much respect for that. Because then you see Kyle with little Portia, who, mark my words, is going to be the worst celeb kid ever, 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 ever. Ooh. Guaranteed. Worse than any Kardashian, Kylie Jenner, whoever else.
Worse than her cousin Paris?
Yes.
I don't know if she
can
tell.
I feel like Portia is going to raise some major hell when she gets older in this town.
She's like
and
Paris Jr.
You can see there are major differences between Kyle's parenting style and Lisa's parenting style. And we're going to see how that works out for all of them. But I'm saying, Portia's going to be... We might be sitting here in 15 years talking about the Portia show and the Portia sex tape and the Portia drug scandal.
Oh, Lord. I'm just saying, I felt for Kim. I felt for Kyle's line that she's a 6-year-old girl and she says things and she's like kind of like out of control. I kind of felt for that, but I do see what you're saying.
They have a lot of money now. You know, this girl's flying on private jets and yachts, and her older sisters weren't raised that way. It's a whole different. It's something that I can't even imagine being raised that way. And I'm pretty boring, so I feel like she's gonna go the other way.
No, I was just gonna say about Brandy. I feel like she's stuck between a rock and a hard place because she's like, I have to act like a lunatic so I can be on the show, so I can make money to put a roof over my kids' heads. Mm-hmm. Because he sends me only $1,000 a month. So I just feel like if you had to defend Brandy, that's what I would say.
I know.
At least she's making money off it.
At least she's making money off being the trashy mom so she could be a mom.
Yeah.
I guess, but like I was saying, grow with your age.
Yeah, no,
move
I think
forward,
yeah.
progress, find something else to do. You did write those books, like you know, you're doing your podcast, maybe go on a morning talk show and or like go on have a show on Sirius. Like you know, parlay that into something else now to match your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Get more money from Leanne so you can just do this.
No one wants to buy her damn music now that she's a homewrecker. It's kind of true. Check the charts.
Wow.
And it's not a good sit for anyone.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't they have to? They had VH1 rent them a fake house for that show that they were.
God. Oh my God!
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Mess. Anyway, let's talk about how many days Kim spent in the hospital. It was 5, it was 7, it was 8, no one knows. No one
and we noticed this when they were talking about it throughout the episodes. Hey, they said 5, and now it's 7, and now it's 8. I'm kind of glad that Lisa brought it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, well, I feel like Lisa Rin had some index cards in her boobs.
She was studied for this reunion.
Yeah, yep.
She was ready, like, anything that she could just be mouthy about, which, I mean, they called her out on talking too much, like, sticking her nose in when they weren't talking to her. But, I mean, she studied way too much and tried way too hard in this portion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She really did.
But I was glad when she didn't. I'm like, yeah, Kim, how many days was it? Because Kim drives me nuts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was there to play.
Kim was outrageous this episode with, like, the denial, deflecting. Like,
well, yeah, Kim Richards is a proud graduate of the Brandy Glanville School of Denial.
Mm-hmm.
And she has learned well from her best friend.
Yes. Yeah, what a weird dynamic those two
have.
The
flashback was amazing.
Yeah, I loved
it. Of the two of them. And how we were like, they look so different. So I was like, oh my gosh, Kim's old nose. Brandy's face is so much thinner because it's so much less full of plumpers.
She looks so much better.
She looks beautiful. Yeah.
She looks 15 years younger without all the Botox.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Irony.
That's what I think about living here in L.A. FYI, for anyone at home who's a Real Housewives fan, don't ever start this crap because anyone you see in L.A. with any face work, it immediately ages them, even though they think it's making them look younger and hotter.
Right.
No.
I think you look older with work done. FYI for those of you.
So stop now, people. Right. Don't stop now.
Right. Well, let's transition to this plane conversation where basically Brandy and Kim are like, hey, we tried to end this conversation on the plane with Lisa Rinna and Kim when Kim said, drop it, we're done. And then, of course, they blame Lisa Rinna for bringing it up again at the dinner when she shared her personal story, which I thought was a really nice, genuine moment. And I could see why she was trying to connect the dots.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that Lisa Rinna was doing that in a malicious manner.
Mm-hmm. And Kim should have just been like, thank you, and dropped it if she didn't want it to be talked about anymore. She
True.
Could have easily shut it down, but she's so screwed up that she doesn't have the emotional intelligence to be like, let me stop this by just saying thank you.
Yeah.
She had to go.
And how it went from that to calling Eileen a beast and saying all these horrible things to her. And Eileen's reaction was so classic. I loved reliving that because Eileen's like, how dare you?
Yeah.
In that breathy, quiet voice that only people on a soap opera would do. Like, if you were really pissed, you would holler at someone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And on a soap
yeah.
opera, when it's, like, camera's close and you're speaking a normal tone, it's, how dare you? And the fact that she did that in real life in a very tense moment, I'm reliving that, it
we
was
all
only
laughed.
All the better.
Yeah, we all laughed. Loved it.
So much better.
I mean,
the acting going on. I know that we love that the show is filled with actresses, but there's almost too much acting going on at this point.
Yeah. Lisa Rinna is posing all over that set.
Lisa Rinna is walking.
Oh, yeah.
She's
dancing,
modeling.
Yeah. She's dancing. The cameraman can't keep up with her. She's like half out of the shot.
Andy was over it at one point. He's like, sit down. Let them finish.
Girl. And then Lisa Vanderpump's basically asleep on that couch. I mean, she doesn't even know what the hell is going
on.
Tell it's time to say something about Brandy.
She just keeps jumping in about to help Kyle.
Yeah.
I'm sure she and Kyle had a little, you know, had tea the day before to discuss what they're going to, you know, go in on together.
We saw in the bumper them talking about they're out. She's going to say, I have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
They were in cahoots. Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pretend friend.
Well, Brandy brought up that she must be selling a house if she's back friends with
Kyle.
And
both of them smiled so big and were quiet. And I was like, ooh, she got them. She called them out.
You know, I don't think that Mauricio needs any business that badly.
Right.
Yeah, they're good.
For sure, he's not hurting. And this is not the first time that Brandy made that accusation on a reunion. That was like second or third reunion when she said the same thing to them. So.
Yeah. I know, they should be prepared for this by now.
Yeah, right? They should have had a comeback.
Because it was
surprised Lisa Rinna didn't.
Yeah. It was Adrian last time, right? Like,
is that she was saying it to?
Oh, yeah.
She was saying Kyle's being nice to Adrian so Mauricio can get the... Was it Brandy who said that?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Yes.
Anyway, but this is the second time that issue's been brought up.
It's coming back to me, yes.
And they
correct.
Didn't react even. They just smiled. I mean, I don't know if they thought it was funny or they're like, she got us. Let's just deflect and be quiet. Yeah, because she's on to us as far as like our team.
Yes.
I think they were just choosing what to argue with Brandy about.
Right, correct.
And they were like, this, we're not even going
to react to what we don't need to react to.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
So if they started this thing at 7 a.m., which they did, and my sources say they were there well past 6, maybe till 9 o'clock at night, you want to get to it.
Yeah.
You realize if you stop and get on every little thing that Brandy Glanville says, you're going to be there till the next day.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how long was Brandy sitting on her comment about Lisa Rinna's hair? I was done. I feel like even Lisa Rinna laughed a little bit.
Yeah.
It's not like she hasn't heard
but
that one
before. But then it went screaming the F word to each other, to her giving like the double middle finger. She gave it to Andy.
Yeah.
I mean,
I loved it. Yeah, she really
so many F-bombs.
I guess Lisa Rinna's Rinna's hair really touches a nerve with her because, I mean, people must make fun of her for having the same hair for 20 years.
Why doesn't she change
it? It's still cute. It still works for
her. It works for her, totally.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what needs to change? That staircase in her house, they cut to a clip. Oh, my God. And they had a staircase. And it was literally an animal print carpet the whole
full way on plushy leopard every step.
I feel like
with
her
Spanish
house,
tile.
Her she must have decorated her house when she cut her hair that way. Like, it feels like very early 90s.
Yes, 1992. Yeah. Like yeah. That was like mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Time for a little bit of a update. Just a little.
She needs to do another Depends commercial and then update the whole.
Yeah. 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 I mean, I don't get her house, like what she's going for with it. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, and the same could be said with Eileen. Of course, we keep bringing up the interior of her house.
The goth house.
Yeah. She's like, I don't even have figurines in my house. So tacky.
Eileen, it was like so of a sound mind, it was almost annoying. Because like, if someone would apologize to her, she'd be like, thank you, I really appreciate it. Or if someone said, I said this, she'd be like, no, you didn't. Like, mm-hmm. But so calm. I was like, oh, get upset.
Yeah, she seemed like unrattleable.
Yeah.
Well, cheers to Kim's apology for calling her a beast, which was pressured, and they had to talk about it like 3 times before she even acknowledged she had an apology.
Hey, girl didn't want to apologize. What was she supposed to do?
It was weird. It was like, did you apologize for this? Did you apologize for that? Did you apologize for this? And she picked like one thing to apologize about out of the three. It was so awkward.
Yeah, it was.
She was making no sense. She kept saying like, she apologized to her. She was like, no, you didn't. No, you didn't.
All of the flashbacks to determine who was the liar and who wasn't were.
I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. Perfect.
With like going to the bathroom.
This.
Yeah.
So Kim was a liar every time.
Mm-hmm.
In her, all of her denial.
Mm-hmm.
Did you catch Kyle's face when they had the flashback of Lisa Rinna breaking the glass in Amsterdam?
No.
If you have a second, go back. Kyle's face was like watching it all over again. She knew that that clip was coming, and she was like so uncomfortable, and they did a slow zoom in on her face, and it was the most uncomfortable thing to watch, because you could tell she was just dreading watching that moment play out.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, they called her out for running away, and then I'm kind of glad that Kim did mention that everyone was crying after they left, because I pointed that out too. It was like, why are all these women in tears? So I just don't get that part. I don't know why. I mean, especially, and we mentioned this, I remember talking about it with you, was why was Eileen so upset by that moment? So I don't know. We'll never know.
Well, you know what kind of stuck out to me watching it all back again? Not that we haven't seen it back a million times, but Lisa Rinna really almost grabbed Kim's throat. Mm-hmm. I mean, she was pretty close. I mean, I think maybe seeing it all firsthand right there is maybe more traumatic than what it looks like when you're watching it on TV. Because I even kind of kept thinking as they keep showing this clip, like, all right, throw a little wine glass, whatever. It's not the first time on this show. But it looked nasty.
Yeah.
When you really pause it and break it down and play it slow. I mean, Lisa Rinna almost had Kim Richards by the neck.
Well, Kim Richards claimed she was covered glass, which I think is a little dramatic.
Brandy made the same claim.
Yeah.
And now Brandy's mad because everyone's holding her accountable for throwing only wine, but Lisa Rinna gets to get away with throwing a glass. But Eileen made the point, which she's 100% right in my eyes, unprovoked, unprovoked, unprovoked.
Definitely.
Exactly. Brandy, you weren't provoked. You threw wine on someone out of nowhere. It shocked everyone. Everyone thinks you're a mental basket case. And, you know, what other excuse is there for you other than you're an alcoholic or something? And she's right. I mean, Lisa Rinna was provoked.
Yeah, she absolutely was.
That's a good point.
I know we're going to get
to it. Let's do it, yeah.
She did hit a nerve.
Yeah.
So would you get that upset if you knew there was nothing? And I am Team Lisa Rinna, but she did get over, maybe because she's an actress, but it seemed genuine. It seemed like she hit a nerve.
My theory is that Lisa Rinna thought that Kim Richards was going to go into Harry's sobriety. And I think that's maybe, understandably, she's fiercely protective of that subject and has only really told a little bit of that.
Mm-hmm.
When we know that really Kim insinuated that Harry cheated on Lisa with a man and has no source or has no story or sources or anything to back it up. That's just, she's saying that's what she heard. So by all accounts, we can assume that that's not true. But I think Lisa Rinna thought that she was going for something with the
addiction.
Right. That's a good point.
Well, Eileen Davidson tweeted tonight, Kim, please say it. We all want to know what you invented.
Yeah,
the fact that she won't say it just more lends to the fact that it was I don't think she has anything.
I read that she admitted making something up and just like,
yeah.
But she didn't, not on this episode. Not on this episode. She left it open.
Yeah, I read the same thing for her. Yeah, I read that like that she did basically nothing.
Mm-hmm. And that she, I thought I read that she admitted there was nothing.
Right. Yeah, you did.
But she didn't.
Yeah. That was the story. Yeah.
Right.
She decided to go back and bring it back up again. The ladies hadn't heard that.
I don't know, it just
maybe
made
it was around the time
it made
this was
Kim
struck.
Look so bad and was, so desperate yes. mm-hmm. to be able to have something when there's nothing. I mean, she should be ashamed of herself
for
doing that.
She should be ashamed of herself. Yeah.
She's 4 grown children. Uh-huh. That's embarrassing.
Disgusting.
Like, those tactics right up there, that makes me think of a scene in Mean Girls where she calls the girl's mom and says that she's Planned Parenthood.
Right.
You know,
right.
like, that's just about as mature and just the same kind of, like, mean girly type crazy tactics as this woman who's quite older. And I love Kim, and I stick up for her a lot, but that was just that was an ill-thought-out plan.
Mm-hmm.
She should have at least made up an out for herself if she was going to make up this big lie and talk about it.
Her actions are indefensible. Kyle's right.
Yeah, she is. I mean, I said this in that, when we talked about that episode, what could Kyle have possibly done or said in that moment? Anything she would have done would have been wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How about Kim saying, like, oh, Kathy would have defended me, and she did when she watched that. I think that's another complete BS meetup, Kim.
It kind of seems like it's Kathy and Kim versus Kyle.
Right, definitely.
Right, yes. But I don't think Kathy watching it with her would have said, like, you were right to do that, and Kyle should have never ran out on you. Like, that's how Kim was making it seem, and that's ridiculous.
If you had to guess, would you say that Kathy was probably totally Switzerland and said, like, well, yes, you were right because of this, but Kyle's right because of this, and Kim just heard what she wanted to hear?
Yeah.
Because Kathy seems very, like, Switzerland-y to me.
Yeah,
you know?
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, by Kyle running out like that, that breaks her case because it's like, well, you couldn't stick around. You couldn't handle it. You had to leave.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't help things. But I totally understand where Kyle's coming from and why she left.
She's supposed to stand there opposite Lisa Rinna and be like, you know, that wasn't very nice of you to throw a glass.
You guys are always Team Kyle. I want to ask you this. They made the point tonight, well, then, Kyle, why didn't you just get Kim out of there and away from the cameras? And I remember saying that when this all went down. What did you guys think of that?
I think it probably would have just caused... I think she knows that she's so touchy and so, in that moment, she couldn't have asked her to step away. It would have caused... Someone else would have ended up with glass.
Nobody has control of Kim. Kyle, we've seen it.
She's Kyle's like a wild animal.
Yeah, Kyle's tried to pull her in the bathroom or get her to eat the pizza, get her to kind of stop talking, and no one can control Kim.
She would have never been able to take her off.
And last time she just asked to speak with her on the side is when Brandy and her got in the physical altercation.
Right.
So it's like, I don't think she thought with Brandy standing there again that she could grab her sister and be like, what's wrong with you? Let's get out of here. Calm down. She probably, you know, was like, oh, my sister's at it again. Brandy's right there. I got to get out of here.
But on game night, she should have, though. Don't you think? At the beginning of the evening,
like
when
no,
she saw how Kim was acting, that she should have.
I feel like there's no way to extract Kim from the situation in a clean, unaffected manner.
Right.
At all. But Kim is a canon.
But, I mean, you know, she could have made an effort. Mm-hmm. I feel like at that game that I feel like Kyle did a lot of observing and watching and being horrified.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like there could have been a little bit of an effort to protect your sister.
Yeah. Like, oh, Kim, you don't look well. Let's go to the bathroom and powder your nose and then you can go home sick.
I mean, Kim would have been like, what do you mean I don't look well? It would have turned into another... explosion.
Right. That's Kim's reactions. That's why she is.
It's so touchy.
It's
scared to get involved anymore.
Yeah.
It's Kim's just a wild man.
It's a pointless.
Yeah,
it's pointless. And I understand with Kyle being stuck in the middle of her, like, what to do. Like, I wouldn't know what to do in that situation either.
No.
I just be like, Brandy. Take her.
And Brandy
deal with it.
We watched tonight where the altercation and Brandy pushed Kyle down the stair like 2 steps.
Yes.
Which I noticed. I mean, I think I noticed it before, but I noticed it tonight. Kyle didn't make a big deal. Like, I sprained my ankle.
Yeah.
Right.
But Kyle initiated the physicality in the first place.
Yeah.
Twice.
She reached like for this part.
Yes.
I I still think it looked worse.
We'll be reenacting that one in a couple seasons.
I thought it looked worse. She shoved her down the stairs.
Yeah, she like lost her balance. I don't know. All right, they're both wrong.
Yeah.
That is true.
Right. Well, on
either
that
way, the
note,
pizza went flying.
Yes. Face down.
Face down.
And in this huge mansion of decor, there was no paper plates.
No.
It was just on a paper towel.
I know. Wax.
That's right.
That was my yeah,
wax paper. I know. God. Anyway, let's do some predictions for the very last part and last episode of this season.
And now, your After Buzz TV predictions.
Well, I know some of us are ready for this season to wrap. I'm kind of like, okay. I mean, I don't want 4-part reunion. Believe me, we do not need it. But I'm enjoying this season overall, and I do like the new additions pretty much. So I'm like, okay, let's see what's coming up. Kingsley, yes. We still need to discuss.
We thought that was coming this week.
I know.
That was my prediction from last
week.
They
did.
They asked it. But we did see a little bit more of it now, and Kim says, oh, it was just a bite on the finger. I'm going to go back and read everything. Don't worry, guys. I'll be all prepared for next week with the research. I'm pretty sure she had to have some major surgery on her hand, and it was in a brace and a thing for quite a while. But we'll check into that. Check the allegations.
I mean, it doesn't matter if a dog bites your finger. It's like an inch away from taking other fingers or your hand. I mean, it's like if even evil, like not evil, but a dog coming at you, it doesn't matter if it what it is.
I think
the potential is there.
Kim will maintain. Kim, my prediction is that Kim will blame Kyle's daughter. I think from what I heard, Kingsley was locked away in a room and they were all told, he hasn't been around people in a long time, stay out of there. And she didn't. And whether you think that's right or wrong, I'm saying that's going to be Kim's case.
That's low.
You think so?
I want to know more about the wedding, but I don't know if that's going to happen. Her other daughter's getting married and she's not going to invite Kyle. That's awful.
Yeah.
So, and then my prediction, I think I'm going to go with you.
Yeah.
I think she's going to blame the daughter somehow, deflect as she always does, responsibility. Yeah. And Kyle's just can't take it anymore. Enough.
Kyle's
enough.
Already pretty broken down. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how she handles that.
It's interesting that she says, I love your kids, which is why I keep you in my, try to mend things with you. It's not because of her.
Yeah.
like your grandma. It's so funny that your grandmother said impossible because I had Kim impossible. That's the perfect word for her.
Kim
impossible. She's impossible.
She really is. She was full of it this episode.
Oh my God.
So full of it.
Major.
Just crazy. Well, this is why I've always been Team Kyle, because Kim is crazy. It's nothing but lies and lies and lies. And so when we heard Kyle saying, I'm only interested in having honest conversations, I think that's what she meant. Last week, I know we were all talking about, like, what did she mean by honest conversation? It's because Kim's never telling the truth. It's her version of what happened, and it's never the truth. So I think that that's what's going to go on next week, and they're not going to agree about what happened with the dog. And I don't know. I hope we see the continuation of Kyle being super upset over the whole thing about you're trying to disinvite me to your daughter's wedding and like I love your kids like my own. I mean, she got hysterical.
Yes. Yeah.
So I hope we see the resolution or what Kim has to say. It's strange to me that the minute Kyle gets very upset, Kim all of a sudden turns into a different person.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very soothing and it's very like, Kyle, I want to work all this out. I love you.
Once she's pushed her too far, then she feels bad.
I'm wondering if you didn't see that.
But I didn't see that this episode.
Meaning I hope we'll see that next week.
But she's kind of, we've seen that a little bit from Kim, I feel like.
Yeah,
She's trying to do a Brandy. Like, she's going for the jugular. And then she gets it. She gets a reaction to Kyle, or she sees that she upset Kyle, and then she's like, oh, shoot.
Yeah.
But see, I kept seeing Kim going in on Kyle when Kyle was on my bully, trying to mend this relationship with your kids. You can't take the kids out of my life. I just felt like Kim kept going in and making it worse.
You think so?
I didn't see her kind of like retreat or try to smooth things over.
That's where they ended it, right?
Right.
Okay.
So I'm saying maybe next week we'll see that.
Prediction. Okay,
prediction.
There you go. All right. Interesting.
Well,
we'll be back next week for the finale.
Do we have time for a little news and gossip?
Oh, yes. Quickly.
Yeah? Oh, okay.
Sorry.
We do.
We had a lot of discussion last week about believing whether or not Lisa Rinna made 7 figures for her Depends ad. She apparently made not one, but $2 million. And, out of the goodness of her heart, donated $250,000 of that to Dress for Success.
Oh, that's nice.
Because that's what you do when you get money from Depends. And Yolanda has been commended with helping Avril Lavigne get through her Lyme disease diagnosis. Okay. I don't know if you guys even know who Avril Lavigne is anymore, but she has Lyme disease too, and Yolanda was nice to her about it. That's all you need to know. Lisa Rinna's spring collection on QVC will be available starting on April 20th. She will be live on QVC to peddle that. And we've had a lot. Oh, we talked last week, too, about Andy defending Brandy, and Brandy didn't get it. Brandy has now come out in an interview and said, like, okay, I get now that he was defending me, and I feel better about it. And we've also had a lot of convo about who will be returning next year. We, of course, won't know until it premieres. And they're saying a lot of things now, and we always hear these rumors, and they go back and forth. So right now, just to update you on the rumors were that Lisa Rinna, Kyle, and Kim would all be gone. But that has since been kind of rescinded, and they're saying, ah, Kyle and Kim will probably still be around. The one that everyone can agree will not be back is Brandy. She's trying to put it out there. It was her choice because she doesn't like the way that she was portrayed this season. And Andy is going out and saying things like she wasn't a good look for the show. So they're both sides are going to play it, but basically you can pretty much count on the fact that Brandy won't be back. And I think that, oh, Brandy also said that Kyle is slow and not smart.
Okay.
And that's the end of the news and gossip. Let's end it on that note.
Right, nice. A little, I like that speed session.
$2 million for the Depends ad.
I would do it.
Well, everybody, you know what? I won't be making $2 million in the next week, so I'll be here next week. Please tweet me at Christy Reports and tell me what the heck you think of that. It's crazy, right?
And you can find me, this is Fern Renee. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Fern Renee.
Hey guys, I'm Megan Stecker. You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Megan Stecker. Also, I downloaded Periscope today. Same name.
Yeah!
Find me there.
And you can find me on Twitter at Grants _ Rants. Next week, we will be back with a surprise game and more to wrapping up this season of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
I don't even know about it.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.